I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to the Closing Market Report on WILL AM 580. It's a Wednesday afternoon. We're discussing this afternoon a FAFO, and we'll talk a little bit about what that is with Gary Schnittke. He is an ag economist from the U of I. Good afternoon to you, Gary. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Todd, for having me.
What is a FAFO?
FAFO is a Farm Economics Facts and Opinions, and it appears on FarmDoc, and it usually deals with some sort of farm management, farm economics question, and we take a look at those issues in that series.
Today I'd like to discuss one of the more recent FAFOs, or papers that you can access on the FarmDoc website at www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. Just hit the management section and you'll be looking for the FAFOs. This one's titled Corn and Soybean Prices for More Corn in 2007. Tell me why you took a look at what break-even prices might be for these crops and your expectations and how you go about figuring those things. And we'll talk a little bit about how to plant maybe more corn or not plant more corn in 2007 for these ethanol plants that are coming online.
And that's exactly what drove this FEFO, was the fact that we are seeing a lot of ethanol plants being built or being proposed to being built. And if we see all these plants come on board, there's going to need to be corn for those plants to process into ethanol. Well, for those plants to get corn, more corn has to be planted, which means that prices for corn are going to have to go up relatively more for corn than for soybeans. So we're going to have to see some acreage shifts from soybeans to corn to supply those plants. So what we looked at was what prices would cause those or farmers to switch from soybeans to corn.
And actually, I think more importantly, you looked at how a farmer can figure out what his exact price is, did you not?
That's correct. We stated this in terms of a break-even corn price. And really, that break-even corn price, if you did the budgeting and did a corn budget compared to a soybean budget, you could get the answer. And we simplified that, but our break-even corn price was It depended on the cost difference between corn and soybean production, and corn production generally takes more money than soybean production, and our estimates would put that at about $110 an acre. So it costs about $110 more for corn to plant corn than it does for soybeans. The soybean price and soybean and corn yields. So each individual farmer could have a different break-even corn price, mainly due to what they believe their soybean and corn yields are going to be. What we've found more is that farms that have relatively high yielding corn ground will likely find corn production more profitable than in some other areas.
And as you take a look at those numbers then, were you able to set out maybe a number that's kind of an average across the state?
What we find, using a soybean price in the $6 range, which is where we're at currently, if you look at futures markets, they're projecting sort of a $6 cash price for the 2007 year. Break-even corn price would be in the $2.50 to $2.60 range, which if you look at where futures prices are at, most futures prices would be projecting corn prices above those levels. So we think that there's going to be given what we see now market-wise, that there's going to be that corn is going to be more profitable than soybeans next year, and we're likely to see some shifting.
It's kind of interesting to think of it at that low cash level, the $2.50 to $2.60 level, because most people, including Keith Collins at USDA, say, well, the cash prices have to reach $3.10 to $3.20 in order to entice enough acres over. But what you're saying particularly is that if farmers really look at their bottom lines, that cash price doesn't have to be nearly that high. And that could have an impact on a lot of things, including how they go about selling this crop. But let's stick with the numbers that you're dealing with.
No, we did not find that those prices had to be in the $3 range. We found them more in the $2.50 to $2.60 range. And again, that is for Illinois and would be those break-even prices tend to be lower for highly productive land, the central Illinois and northern Illinois areas. The prime area would be sort of that Decatur to Springfield area. That's where we've seen fairly high corn yields, and in Iowa as well. But we don't find prices in the $3 range to entice Illinois farmers to switch over to corn.
And of course, farmers could go to the FarmDoc website and read this calculation online and make it themselves, but why don't you talk us through it, please?
Yeah, and again, it's something that each farmer should do for themselves, because corn and soybean yields will vary from farm to farm. But the break-even corn price, it equals the cost difference plus soybean price times soybean yields, or the revenue from soybeans. Take the cost difference by soybean revenue and divide it by corn yield. So that cost difference is what we're really looking at. That cost difference, again, is something that we pegged at about $110 per acre. And that will vary by region and from farm to farm, but a big thing about that is that's really gone up here recently. It's increased from about $80 to high $70 in 2001 to the current $110 level. The reason why it's gone up is because cost increases have hit corn more than soybeans, primarily because nitrogen, fertilizer, and nitrogen prices have gone up. But even given that increase, we're looking at corn, given our numbers and that formula, in many areas being more profitable than soybeans, given the current outlook.
Let's go through that formula one more time. So you have to figure out your particular cost difference, and most farmers probably will have an idea how much more it costs to plant an acre of corn mm-hmm. as opposed to plant an acre of beans. At this point, you're saying $110, and you take that and you add the soybean price to it times the soybean yield, right?
Soybean revenue, price times yield,
yeah, price
plus,
times yield,
plus the cost difference. You take that and divide it by a corn yield, and that gives you the break-even corn price.
That's a fairly easy calculation. Have you showed this to farmers? What do they think?
We've shown that out at several places. At U of I's Agronomy Day, for instance, we had that out there. Everybody, you know, looking forward and looking at these prices, I think there wasn't a lot of disagreement with that, the analysis. Of course, what everybody's looking at right now is that we don't have corn prices or soybean prices at those high levels. We're projecting that based on futures prices, so we have a lot of carry, if you will, in the market between now and then. But if we see this demand actually come about, we're going to need more corn.
And would you say that this is an average on the cash price for the year? Is that what we're looking at? Because I'm still thinking of that 310 to 320, or how do you entice the acres over, and something that Daryl Good mentioned to me the last time we had a discussion, which was simply that prices don't have to stay that high for that long. So if you really think about it, the prices could spike just long enough during any particular time of the year that could change the farmer's mind about what it is he's going to put in the ground, and the farmer really needs to think about that and put this cash, you know, this break-even price in the back of his mind is how much can I really plant, and then kind of back figure on when these cash prices are high, maybe he'd better be marketing some of that crop.
That is right. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that you might want to, people might want to be looking at is that there are some pretty good offers out there, at least futures price wise, for production in the future. Should we be locking some of this crop in? And you know, that 250 is, you know, given an average price, that's what we would be looking at, the average soybean price.
Have you done any figuring officially or unofficially saying, well, what is it that this cash price at 250 to 260 will bring into the marketplace in terms of how many acres might, just on the break-even point, how many acres that might represent, for instance, in the state of Illinois?
We haven't done that calculation. It's going to be interesting to see. Darrell Good probably is going to be doing more, or it will be doing more of those calculations in the future. It's you know, we've sort of entered a different era, and you know, we have a new demand in ethanol, and it's sort of a different situation that we really haven't seen since the 1970s when we had the increase in prices during the early 1970s due to export demand, and so we're in sort of where we could be in a very different era, and it's very difficult to come out with price and acreage responses in this sort of new environment.
What you working on for the next FEFO?
What we did was we also looked at took this break even prices and looked at it using county yields and saw, all right, these counties would look like their switch would be desirable, if you will, switching from more corn to soybeans. What that's going to show is that most counties, given average county yields, and you know, farms will vary from that, but a lot of counties will find it advantageous to switch to more corn.
Is that up on the website yet?
That is up on the website.
All right, and you can find that at the FarmDoc website at www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. Go into the management section and look for the Farm Economics Facts and Opinions, or FEFO papers. Gary Schnitke, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnitke, ag economist with the University of Illinois, joining us here on the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.